Welcome to Voices of Free. This is Brooke Lunsford. We're glad to be here with you, glad to have an opportunity to talk to you, and hoping and praying it's been a great day for you. We love to come on here and talk about Jesus and his plan for your life, and it's going to be a great day for that. We always hope and pray that that we could be what God wants us to be, that we could come into a situation where God would work with us and understand our needs, which he says he does. And as I was thinking this morning, I was thinking about God's power and God's eternity. And this is God's world. So I was thinking just he really doesn't need you and me at all. There's nothing you and I can do that will alter God's plan and God's way of doing things. So the most amazing thing of it all deals with the fact that the most amazing thing of it all is God has a plan. And the master plan that God has includes you and me. But by including us, we didn't improve God's stance at all. And what's amazing about that as we look around is there's so many people that won't include you in their plan unless you can benefit them in some way. And I think there's a lot of in our lives, we get into something and we don't realize just how blessed that we are that God chose to take us, that he chose to create in his likeness and his image, because there's no human nature thing down here in this world. There's nobody that says, hey, I've got a $1 million idea, and I'm just going to take you along for the ride and give you some of the money. You know, there's nobody that would do that. We were talking yesterday about some people that are pretty wealthy, and they had a chance to help this guy, and this guy really looked up to him, and, I mean, he sort of idolized him, but when push come to shove, they wouldn't help him at all. And they didn't even need the money. And you say, well, it's always money, always money. Well, sometimes it is. But the point is, it showed what human nature is. There's not really a want to on the sharing side of things. So you need to think about those things in life and just take an example of it, you know. I mean, it's just pretty obvious that if I've come up with an idea that's going to make $1 million, I'm not going to just carry somebody else along with me just so I can give them some of the money. Well, guess what? That's really not the way God works. God says, I'm going to do all the work. And if I do all this work, okay, if I go and do all the work here, we're going to come in here and do something then and give you all the blessings of it. Jesus went to prepare a place for us. He tells us in John chapter 14, when he gets the place done, he comes back and he gets us. When he comes back and he gets us, we're with God forever in a place where there's no tears, no sorrow, no pain, and it's just a wonderful place. That's pretty awesome stuff, you see. Pretty awesome stuff. Now, at the end of the day, and with all those other things that are going on out there, that should get us excited about wanting to have a relationship with someone, because there's nobody that's wanting to take us, people with nothing, less than nothing. God saw us as dead men walking because we were born with our sin nature, you see. And because of that sin nature, we're in a position now where it's not you and me that live for ourselves, but because he saved us, we're supposed to live with God. I mention that verse all the time from Romans 12:1. But there's something more into this. And the more is that God has created this play, or this way, I guess you would say, for us to spend eternity with him. Now, he couldn't look past our sin, so he had to work out a remedy for our sin, and he did it. Folks, we ought to be about as excited as we can be at the fact that Jesus worked out our sin debt and has cleared the way if we will receive it. Because our sin separated us from God, our sin would put us in hell, and all the things that were going on with our sin, okay, we're falling short of God's glory or God's plan for us, all of those things were dragging us down. But when I got saved, it says, I think in John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, I became a son of God. When I became a son of God, I became a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Well, what does Jesus own? He owns it all. So to identify with Jesus and to be on his side and to love Jesus with all your heart, mind, and soul, guess what? It's a wonderful thing, okay? And it's a wonderful thing because guess what? Jesus has a master plan in order that we would come to him and be able to be with him in a place called heaven. Now, what's our next step in all this? Our next step is, where are we going to go? How are we going to live this thing out? And what's the next best thing for you and me to be doing? Well, in all that you and I do, in all the things that we've got going on here, okay, God's got a master plan. In God's master plan, he's got this plan for you and me to go and tell other people how to get to him. And because we'll tell other people how to get to Jesus, because we'll go to people and we'll share what Jesus has done for us, people will want to come to Jesus because they have seen how he has changed our lives. Now, if I go to you and tell you Jesus is wonderful, but I'm still a raving alcoholic lunatic on the side, then we're going to have a little bit of a problem, you see. So at the end of the day, guess what? You and me ought to be able to do some really wonderful things if we'll come to Jesus, realize that now he's adopted us in and we're a son of Jesus. Now he's redeemed us with the blood of the Lamb, because Jesus shed his blood. Why? So that you and I could get forgiveness of our sins, because it talks about in the Bible in several places, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So I could never expect my sins to be forgiven. I could never expect these things. You see? I could never expect these things to be forgiven except God had a plan. See, I don't have a plan. Oh, I had one. My plans never worked out. But at the end of the day, guess what Jesus can do for us? He can make us have a miraculous, fantastic plan, the best plan that was ever had. And why and how does he do it? He does it because he's God and he's all-powerful and he can do all things and he can just do miraculous, cool things out there. Now, what you and I have to do is we've got to respond to that. We've got to respond to his power. We've got to step up, if you will. We can't be out here just dreaming and thinking that, you know, everything's going to be all right, or thinking we don't have a part to play, or thinking we're as good as somebody else, or thinking that, poor me, why is God always down on me? Because at the end of the day, God's given us the greatest time in human history to live, and we're just wasting it. He's given us a time when it's pushed back a little bit here in the United States. We can still openly talk about Jesus, but we won't. We can still march down the street if we wanted to, but we won't. You see? We could run down the street yelling, we love Jesus, but we don't do it. Now, I don't know that that's all necessary because Jesus looks on the heart, but there ought to be something that we're doing from the way that we live that gets somebody else's attention and helps people to understand and to see that Jesus loves them and Jesus wants a relationship with them. And that ought to change everything. You see? That should change everything. Because at the end of the day, people, there's nothing I can do to alter God's plan for the universe. There's nothing I can do to alter God's plan for me. There's nothing in the world I can do here except do the things God wants me to do. Now, at the end of the day, where are we at right now? Where is God? Is he in your heart? Is he capable, able? You know, what's the deal here? Okay. where are we with these things? You see, where are we with the things God wants us to be working on? Is God in control of these things? Can he do these things? What is God's master plan? Because at the end of the day, it's between you and Jesus. Am I where I need to be? You tell me. That's our story today. Have a great day. But remember, God has all the power. You and I can do anything we want, act any way we want, end up in hell if we want, but we'll never alter what God is, what he's about, and what he will do. So we better start looking to God and his plan. His plan is already written down in this Bible. So get in there and figure it out. Talk to you soon.